A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're recording. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you all? I'm not on my own, I promise.
I mean, I'm so spaced out.
She's busy. She's been a busy girl.
Yeah, but I'm less busy than you are.
Yeah, well, I am spaced out as well, in fairness. Like, I'm all over the shop, to be honest. It's busy. It's a busy time of year.
Do you know, I feel like this is an interesting conversation to have at some point, that there is a kind of problem with modern day life, that because of social media and emails and telephones,
technology,
we are never switched off. So we're going to Paris tomorrow for work, and we've got a 3-hour train journey.
Yep.
We will be working the whole journey.
Non-stop, yeah.
And it's a shame because
yeah, it'd
10
be nice.
Years ago, we'd have been sitting, having a laugh, playing a game of Uno. And now it's a fantastic opportunity to have unbridled work time.
Yeah.
We are never...
I am thinking, oh, great, I'll have 3 hours to get all that work done.
Yeah, three. We never switched off and...
I've made a huge faux pas this week.
Why?
Because I very stupidly said on Instagram that I would make a reel every day this week. And I did it because... In the moment, I thought, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'll commit to it by telling people that's what I'm going to do.
And it's so easy.
I'm on day two.
But it's not easy.
And I've just spent half an hour piecing the reel together thinking, why did I agree to do this? I mean, I'm learning how to make reels and it'll be good for business and it'll be good for work and it'll be good for the podcast as well. I make some reels. I made a reel about the bar and that, you know. But it is actually bloody hard work, you know. My little brain is going like, you know, it's malfunctioning all over the shop. So forgive me if the reels deteriorate as the week goes on.
And
I
think
will try,
I always think, like,
to do it for a week.
You know, these kind of things are where, like, danger happens. So I always think, like, oh my God, are we going to, like, make a reel? And I'm so making one so quickly that, like, my vibrator's going to be on my bedside table.
Sorry, you've got a vibrator? What?
Yeah, it's called Michael.
Yeah, well, Michael needs some new batteries, actually. Some Duracell extras.
I mean, now that everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got a Michael.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. You know.
Somewhere, you know. I feel quite sad for men, really, because...
You can't get a vibrator, right?
Well, you've just got your hand. I mean, there are other things... But yeah, not, I mean, as much fun as we can have, I don't feel like.
I've seen things on the internet, but they're more clunky.
They're clunky.
And they're bigger.
Is there a plastic thing that goes over the top of a willy?
I mean,
that's like a tube that you put your willy in.
I've no idea, to be honest. I've seen things on the internet where I think, oh,
isn't your office like opposite worse. Simply Pleasure? We should go in there and do some research.
So my office,
and we could do a saucy making the cut.
Yeah, my office sauces. My saucy office.
This is really taking a different turn to the turn I was thinking it was going to take.
Yeah, yeah. It's opposite a shop called simplypleasure.com. On to simplypleasure.com and have a little look.
You've had to frost your windows. Just tell everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So because the studio I've got is mainly for filming and making content, usually about hair. But every time the camera panned round to the window, all you saw was a huge advertising banner for simplypleasure.com. So I had to put this frosted glass thing the first kind of 50 centimetres up the window, which looks very tasteful
it
now.
It looks very tasteful.
Yeah. But if you go into simplypleasure.com, I think everything's quite cheap in there. But if you go into simplypleasure.com, the website, I think it's quite expensive because they've got to pack it and ship it and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I see.
Or it's the other way around. I can't remember. I have been.
That makes sense.
Yeah. One of them's expensive, one of them's cheap, but for the same product, essentially. And I can't remember which way around it is. Maybe it's cheaper online and more expensive in store.
Anyway, I feel like women. Oh, yeah, go on.
I've been in to simplypleasure.com.
Yeah.
It is.
For gift ideas, right?
It is. What could only be described as an eye opener.
Oh, is it?
Oh, crikey, oh, O'Reilly. Really? It's eye-wateringly
open. I can't go into places like that.
No, I don't suppose you can. You know,
I mean, well, I could. It would be very funny, though.
I went in like a classic dirty old man. I had a Mac on with me collars up and a cap on and some dark sunglasses and a face mask.
And then, were they like, all right, Michael?
They were super friendly in there. You know, the guys are there. I said, all right, mate, can I help you with anything? I'm like, no, you cannot help me with anything. I'm just looking. I'm just
I mean,
perusing.
Where did I go and get your super short shorts?
Prowler.
Oh, I love that shop.
Yeah, Prowler's great fun.
And they were really nice in Prowler.
There's a back room in Prowler that is also eye-watering. Oh. Yeah, it's got all sorts of things in there.
How come I didn't go in there?
Because you've got to be over 18 and you're too young for all that. Anyway, we're not recommending sex toys on the podcast on this particular episode, although you can have a good look at simplypleasure.com. It's a very fun place to have a look. Make sure you're over 18 and your kids aren't watching. So, yeah, it's busy. I'm going to pour myself a drink, first of all.
Oh, great. Is this a thing?
Everybody saw the bar that I made a little reel about the bar. I've actually made another little bar.
A mini bar.
like a mini bar, yeah. So I'll take a picture of this and then we'll put it on the thing. So it's just a shelf that was doing nothing. And I bought some mirrored Perspex, some gold mirrored Perspex. And I put that on the top of the mirror. Now, I just got that from a place called simplyplastics.com.
Stop it!
Yeah. See what I did there? I'm pretty sure. Let me just double check I've not just made that up. Come on, computer. Let's have a look. Simply Plastics, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's amazing, that, isn't it? Let me just see what it is. And they
simplyplastics.com?
Yeah, they do.
How weird is that?
Yeah, it's quite funny, isn't it? I know. So, I bought a sheet of this Perspex, and I bought it in gold, but you can get smoky mirror, like gold mirror, bronze mirror, stuff like that. So it's just a sheet,
and it looks like mirror. I mean, it's a sheet of Perspex, but it's next to nothing.
Yeah, it was £26, and I had it made to measure to go on this piece of shelf, and it fits perfectly. And then I did the same thing on the shelf where I did in the bar, so I got those lengths of mirror and I put it out. I'll do a picture, and then I just put some twinkly lights and put some bottles in it. But it's a really nice thing.
But the mirrored shelf is a game changer.
Mm.
It looks so nice.
And it's so cheap. As you know, I love it.
Now, we've been talking about, could you stick it on the back of a door, and how would you do that? Can you get an enormous piece?
Yes, you can. So I can get as an enormous piece and stick it to a door. There's loads of ways you can stick stuff to a door. So we can do that. That's no bother. I'm looking forward to doing that.
I mean, mirrored Perspex is the way forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
so.
I
love it.
It doesn't break or crack or anything like that. And it's not heavy, you know, so you can stick it to stuff. Anyway, as I was just having a look around there, I realised there's a brand new gin here that I haven't tried before that somebody sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so somebody sent me. It was called Gary, and he was on Graham Erin's 50th birthday. Graham brought him. I'd never met Gary before, but he was really good fun.
This.
Anyway, he sent us a couple of bottles of this gin. So the gin's called Fuzzy Duck. It's from the Fuzzy Duck Distillery.
Do you think he called it Fuzzy Duck because he knows that Northerners say fuzzy in a really sweet way?
No. Fuzzy Duck, no. I think it's because it's like a play on the word does he fuck. Yeah. It's like a northern limerick or a rhyme or something where you're supposed
so
to say fuzzy
naughty.
Duck, but you say does he. Yeah. You can beat that
like
out.
Pheasant plucker.
Exactly, yes.
He's
it's
got
a
to bring
of
out a pheasant plucker.
A pheasant
vodka.
Plucker vodka. You're listening
oh my
to that, Gary.
God, Gary.
Anyway, we had a good time, me and Gary. It was great fun. He said, let me send you a couple of bottles of gin. And I'd completely forgotten about it. He sent this ages ago, and I've literally just gone to the bar and thought, I fancy a gin. And this is Bloody Mary gin.
Okay, you taste that because I'm interested. While you're pouring the gin, very quickly, I'm going to mention something. I'm not going to go into great detail about it because we've talked about Tony's chocolate before.
Yeah.
Tony's chocolate.
Chocolonely.
Is very nice. It's a feel-good chocolate because they do great things in Africa. It is, what do you call it?
Activism or
fair trade.
Fair trade. Okay, sorry.
It's fair trade chocolate. Anyway, that's beside the point because the main point is that it's really nice.
Mm.
You know, it's all good and well having fair trade, but if it doesn't taste as nice as something else, you're not going to eat it.
Yeah.
But I have found a next level unbelievable flavour of, you're not going to like it, Tony's chocolate.
Is it salted caramel?
Yes. No, but this is...
Next level, is it? Next level.
This is so good.
Okay, yeah. I love it. Give me a bit.
And I'm the only thing I would say that is quite complicated about Tony's Chocolonely is that they don't do it in chunks. Ooh. So you can have that.
Yeah.
Gosh, but like look at that.
Oh, it's all in little.
So when you go like that, mishmash bits. It sort of doesn't quite break off properly.
Okay,
what do you think?
Do it away from the microphone. Yeah, it's very nice. There's something about salted caramel I'm not keen on. I love salt and I love chocolate.
We discuss this almost weekly.
Yeah, we do. Okay, we don't need to talk about it again. It's very nice. What I'm going to do is have it with a crisp. And these are my favourite crisps at the moment. These are my favourite crisps at the moment. Yeah.
What are they?
So they're from Marks and Spencer's. The Marks and Spencer's reduced fat, ready salted crinkle cut crisps. And they come in a big, really big bag. How big is that? 150 grams.
Why are they your favourite?
They're just the right level of salt and just the right fluffiness of potato. Don't want a bit. Take a little one.
I can't with the chocolate.
Yeah, you do it together. This is thing, salt and sweet. So I'm going to have one of them and put the rest of the chocolate in my mouth.
But tell me about the gin as well, because you had a sip of that.
The gin is really good. It kind of tastes like a Bloody Mary. So it does say, the Bloody Mary bit says, Bloody Mary gin, best quaffed with Mediterranean tonic, which I've got from Fever Tree. It says celery, tomato, and a dash of Tabasco over plenty of ice. But, and I thought, oh, it's just normal gin that you've got to pimp a bit like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
But it's not. It does taste a Bloody Mary.
No.
Yeah, it really does. Mm.
No.
Yeah, it's weirdly got all the flavours of a Bloody Mary. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, you can't try it, so you don't know. But
is it nice?
Yeah, it's really nice. And the reason I'd like to talk about it, really, is just to say, well, it's so hard trying to find gifts for people at Christmas. But gin has become one of those alcohols that it's a really nice gift. Mm. What I would say is that the bottle of this is really nice.
It's really, really nice.
And they do a series of flavours. So let me just read you the blurb of this.
I've just got to quickly say, now that you've told me what it is, Fuzzy Duck is a brilliant, brilliant name.
Great, isn't it? Wow, that really does taste like... It's like I could be sat with Renshaw right now.
That's my best friend's husband.
And he always makes me a Bloody Mary on a Sunday.
Does he?
He tries to keep me drunk.
Oh, let's go back there. Yeah, I want to go back there.
So, Fuzzy Duck.
It's like going to treatment going
it is,
there.
Isn't it?
It's like
yeah,
you
yeah.
go and have like a sort of, or you know,
you get
some
clean
kind of,
and I get dirty. That's the problem there. It says, we lovingly make ethical, interesting and unique small batch flavours that you can't find anywhere else. Let us ruffle your feathers. Our spirits are handmade, beautifully crafted, whilst concentrating on seasonal, locally sourced produce as well as sustainable and recycled bottles and packaging. Lift your ducking spirits. Fuzzy Duck Distillery. So you can go and visit them on fuzzyduckdistillery.com. But that would be a really nice gift. And if you bought me that for Christmas or a little stocking filler or something
like that. Is this a hint?
I would, no, not at all, because I've obviously already got a bottle. And the other bottle I've got is something like raspberry and grapefruit.
Oh, that
and that's
sounds
also really nice.
Have you tried that one?
I have tried one, yeah, and it's really good. And lots of people have tried that
I
one.
I think they should bring out pheasant plucker nuts to go to go out with it.
You're like a branding brainstorming expert.
Can I say something? I am an entrepreneur who has no...
business.
Idea of how to do a business, but I am an ideas person.
You're an ideas person.
If anybody starts a business and they want ideas, ask me. And I will literally...
Well, funnily enough, I've just started a business, so...
I have been throwing ideas at you from the get-go.
You've been throwing ideas at me for 20 years.
I have.
And funnily enough, a lot of them have worked, so thanks very much. You should really take your own advice at some point, set up a business and make billions of pounds.
No, you're going to do that and we're going to retire.
But Gary, thanks so much for sending us a couple of bottles of this stuff. It's a really nice gin and it would be a really nice gift for somebody. So if you're after a really unique gin for somebody you can't get anywhere else, go and have a look there.
And importantly, I want to say it's sustainably sourced.
Yeah,
so that's
good, isn't it?
So that is really important and good. And well done, Gary. I would like to talk about something. Now, I don't know how people would feel about this as a Christmas gift, but I would say for any man that travels a lot, a businessman, if it's a businessman who travels a lot, or anybody that any student that is in any kind of digs, this would be the most amazing gift.
Okay.
Actually, if I got it as a gift, I would be very, very happy, but some women aren't like me. But this is called the Home Easy Clothes Steamer. Right? How much has it changed our life?
It's so good.
Yeah. Now, often clothes steamers, the home steamers, you've got to have this huge, great big thing on the floor, which is full of water, and it's attached to a pipeline, and then the steamer's attached to the end of the pipeline. This looks like something out of Star Trek. Mm. It is very attractive looking. It's minute. It is about the size of a travel hairdryer. It's really tiny. A bit like your hairdryer, Michael. A bit like The Blow, available at mdlondon.co.uk.
Boom.
No, but you hold onto the handle, you plug it in, you fill the handle with water, so that's where the water is stored.
The handle detaches from the body, and you fill it up like a little
fill
cup,
it up with water, plug it into the body, turn it on, and literally within seconds, steam is coming out.
Yeah.
And then you literally just run the steam over your clothes. Mm-hmm. And the creases, and this sounds weird, and at the beginning when I heard about it, I just thought, this is impossible. They can't just drop out. They do.
Mm. What I would say also is that I've tried various ways of hanging clothes and then just using an iron and putting the steam on the iron and then using the iron like a steamer rather than an iron. But it works 10 times better than any iron that I've ever tried to do that with. So if you're thinking that, I totally get it. I thought that, tried it. But this is a completely different result. It's so good.
So this is a garment steamer travel iron. Handheld steamer travel for... this just goes on and on. But anyway,
okay.
It's in green. You can get them in white.
Sorry, did it say it's for travel?
Yeah.
Because we've never travelled with it.
We just use it. But clothes, I am taking it to Paris.
Yeah, okay, good.
You know, if you are going to go abroad and you've got to do a job, I'm constantly going away for long-lost family. Mm-hmm. I pack my clothes for the next day in my bag overnight. I get to the hotel. No hotels have irons in the room anymore. Yeah. And I get out and my shirt's all creased and everything, and it just doesn't look very nice. Literally 2 seconds on this steamer, gone. Mm. Perfect. So it is on Amazon. That's where I'm getting it from. You can get it for, at the moment, the green one's £28 and there's a white one for £25. It is the best investment
you
will
ever
make. We've had ours for years and it is incredibly easy to use.
The other thing I found it's really good is those merino wool jumpers that I get from Uniqlo that I absolutely love. Mm. And I wash them on a 40-degree wash, on a short wash. So usually it's an hour, 40-degree, 1200 spin. I get it out and it's often a little bit smaller. It's shrunk ever so slightly around the waist and around the arms. Not in length or anything, but just it's just tightened up a bit. I hang them on a hanger and dry them and then I run that steamer over them and it's literally like they've just come out the shop. They're exactly as they were when I bought them. So I totally love that little handheld steamer. It's brilliant.
I've got to tell you, you know they do that frequently bought together thing on Amazon.
Oh yeah, what is...
They've done a frequently bought together for the steamer. A fabric shaver. The Home Easy Lint Remover. They look amazing. It looks like, you know, a razor.
Oh,
an electric razor.
The Fuzz Away,
Yeah.
And it takes away little bubbles and things
so
like that.
So that is also an amazing gift for someone.
Yeah.
For jumpers and things like that, the Fuzz Away.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of all those bubbles.
Yeah, I
hate
bubbles. Yeah.
You haven't got any bubbles on that jumper. That's the Ian Peel one. It's amazing.
Yeah, there's a few that are starting because... It's under the arms where the arms rub against the sides of the jumper. But, I mean, I've had this jumper on and off a lot.
Oh,
this
a
is
lot.
The Peel,
and, I mean, it stood the test
magenta,
of time, that one.
Pink thing. So you'll see it in the post. But, it's been very good. We're giving away a £150 voucher for Ian Peel this month, aren't we? It's really good. I would definitely get your hands on that if you can, folks.
And I just want to reiterate.
Yes.
This steamer is one of our hero products.
Are we giving one away? No, we haven't got
one. No, but I would say it's up there with the Xylus chopper.
I totally agree. Yeah, yeah.
It
totally
really
agree.
Is.
Let's see if we can get one for next year. We'll give it away. Give it away at Easter or something like that.
I mean, I'll buy one and give it away.
Absolutely, yeah. I think companies are doing that with my hairdryer. You know, I keep finding competitions online to win my hairdryer that I haven't created those competitions. It's like somebody's bought the hairdryer and are giving it away in order to get Instagram followers or something like that.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
It's quite ingenious, isn't it? Because they're saying, we'll give away the hairdryer. All you need to do is follow the account, comment below, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So they might get 1,000 followers or something trying to get that. But I keep finding it everywhere. I'm like, who's done this competition? I speak to my partner, and he was like, I've no idea, I don't know where it's come from.
My God, that is like the ultimate flattery, isn't it?
It's very entrepreneurial, isn't it? Yeah.
Listen, I'm really, really pleased that you like that steamer. Mm. I'm happy about that.
I've started to watch the new series of The Crown. Now, you're on the fence with The Crown.
I'm not even on the fence.
You liked the old Crown.
I like the old Crown.
But as soon as Prince William and Harry were born within The Crown, you can't watch it anymore. No. Okay. So I really love the last series. Lots of people hit and miss about this series. I asked my mum, who's, watches a lot of telly at the moment, and she said no to the new series of The Crown. She said it is just not very engaging. I can't get into it.
I'm with Helen.
I've watched episode one, and I'm a bit like, oh crikey, can I put myself through all of this? Mm. But everyone I've spoke to said you have to wait till the Fayyads turn up. Dodi Fayed and his dad, Mohammed Al Fayed, he was called, wasn't he? But apparently, there's a really good backstory about Mohammed Al Fayed, about where he came from, and how he came to Britain, and I guess what motivated him and how he ended up owning Harrods. And I'm really interested in that story. Mm. So I think there's lots of other little weavy things in and out that I'm looking forward to finding out about. And I'm also looking forward to seeing the relationship between Dodi and Diana. The girl playing Lady Diana, however, is fantastic.
But I've heard lots of things from people that knew her who said that she is lacking that comedy. Princess Diana was very funny.
So she's not much fun in her.
She is.
Okay.
She was incredibly altruistic and did so much activism in terms of the landmines and they don't really cover what an amazing and how sassy and graceful she was. You know, graceful she was when she turned up at those openings. Mm. I was at the Royal Academy once and she walked into the room.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And like it was, like a star. Wow. Yeah, I mean, she was smoking hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she kind of knew it.
Yeah.
She had proper star quality. Yeah. I mean, Kate really reminds me of her, but there was something even sassier.
Kate Middleton, sorry, yes.
Something even sassier about Diana. Mm. I think because she was having the time of her life. She basically, I think, I can relate to her a little bit. Like,
yeah, yeah, of course, I understand that. Yeah,
it's like a second chance at life.
Yeah.
At quite late on.
But also, you understand properly fame and what it's like to be famous. I realised that she was in perhaps a different sphere, but you still understand what it's like
league.
To be photographed and then followed around and stuff like that.
Yes, I just feel... Yeah. What I meant was more on a sort of woman who was thought like it was all going to collapse.
Mm.
She left her husband and she thought everything was going to go really badly. And then she was like, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah.
And you suddenly got this sense of this real power.
Mm.
Power that she kind of had harnessed in herself. And you thought, wow. That's why when she died...
Yeah, I know.
I just thought, wow, you were just getting to your absolute peak.
Yeah, it was a symbolism thing, I think. She symbolised all sorts of different things to different people.
Did.
And when she died, the symbol disappeared.
Mm.
And people didn't quite know what to cling on to at that point, you know, because she was a part of a lot of people's identities, I think. A lot of people identified with her, didn't they?
But so, also, think of all the people, you know, all the people from the LGBTQ community that she touched in so many ways.
Mm.
All the people who had, it was at that time of AIDS and HIV, and she dispelled all that kind of fear around touching people with HIV and was hugging and holding, and she was so tactile. And she just... All the kind of people who felt misrepresented or underrepresented or misunderstood, she talked to in the most amazing way.
I think one of the things I do enjoy about The Crown is getting to relive a lot of those feelings around her, because I did enjoy her being around, you know, and I enjoyed the saga and the story and all of that stuff. You know, it was a fascinating time.
Are William
time.
And Harry in it?
Yeah, yeah, they're kind of... I would say they're probably...
too weird. I don't like
10
it.
And 8 maybe in it or something like that. But the boys playing them are extremely good actors, you know. I think they're fantastic. And the girl playing Diana, I think, is brilliant. And, of course, it's McNulty from The Wire. What's his name?
Dennis.
I know, it's just like we've both got menopause brain. Yeah, yeah. He's playing Prince Charles. Gosh, every step. You're going to Google it.
Yeah, I've got an IMDb.
The problem I've got with him is he's way too kind of suave and cool. Dominic West.
I didn't even have to look it up. It just came to me. He's Dennis, not, what was I thinking?
Yeah, he's got way too much charisma.
He's
as
in
an
a show
actor.
I'm going to talk about in a minute.
Oh, is he? Mm. Yes, Dominic West. He just seems too charismatic and suave and everything for Charles. I'm not sure. I mean, I like him as an actor. I think he's brilliant, but I don't know. He's been very well cast in this. Johnny Lee Miller, however, is playing John Major and is brilliant at it.
Is he?
Yeah,
it's very good. It's interesting. Johnny Lee Miller is a very underrated actor.
Well, I think
and
he is
I'm
in
amazed
this country,
that
yeah.
he's not in a lot more. He did Sherlock. He was brilliant
yes,
in Sherlock.
I agree. And I think he's in a lot of American dramas that we don't see here.
Right.
So I think he does well. Mm. But we don't see him do that well over here.
I mean, amazing. He was married to Angelina Jolie.
Oh, I know. Like, did you see that Kate Beckinsale's in town?
Yes. I've sent her a message.
Have you? We're going to try and meet Kate Beckinsale.
Well, you're going to try and meet her. Yeah, I mean, like look at your face. For the love of God.
I got you a birthday message from Kate Beckinsale.
I just want to be her friend.
Yeah, me too. She wants to be your friend as well. I got in touch with her for your birthday to say, could you do my girlfriend, who seems to fancy you a lot, a message for her birthday? And I couldn't believe she actually got back to me. She went, hey, yeah, of course I can. I was like, Jesus Christ, she's got like millions of followers. How on earth? She must have thought, oh, Michael Douglas has got in touch with me. I'll see what he wants, you know.
But you know what I really like about her is, for example, you know Glenn Kitson, who we've recommended on this podcast. You know, she follows him.
Yes.
She's got exactly the same sense of humour as us. Mm. She's a cat lady.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a thing about Kate Beckinsale, I think, that we all tap into, which is not just her exquisite beauty.
Yes.
I'm talking about her vulnerability. Mm-hmm. The fact that we all knew and loved her dad. Mm-hmm. I in particular loved her dad much.
I didn't realise that was her dad until recently.
And I kind of watched her grow up.
Yeah.
Like, I remember her as a little girl. Mm. Her dad just seemed like the most wonderful, soft, gorgeous man. Richard Beckinsale, obviously. And
thank you. I was trying to find his first name there. I was thinking
and
back
he,
and saying he was in Porridge and a few other bits and pieces. When
and
he was superb.
I just feel like when somebody suffered that kind of grief and strife and then gone on to be so successful.
Yeah.
And our big thing that we have in common is we went to the same school.
Yeah. I mean,
obviously, I'm a lot younger than her.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, I'm about 10 years older than her, but...
Okay, but you went to the same school, but just not at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, folks, I would love to hear...
By the way, I think we should recommend her Instagram page.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. It must be just Kate Beckinsale, is it?
It is really, really, really funny. And it's funny, even if you've never seen a film she's been in, her Instagram page is a standalone. It's a bit like Fat Tony's Instagram page.
It's fun,
even if you've never heard Fat Tony DJ ever before in your life, Fat Tony is an Instagram page worth following, as is Kate Beckinsale. She is hilarious.
Yeah, and she's gorgeous. I mean, she looks like she's been made in a laboratory or something.
Yes, a laboratory.
Like. She's almost perfect.
She is, but not even almost. I think
like
we should go as far as she is perfect.
She is perfect.
And perfect and funny. It's a very, very rare combo, that. Gorgeous.
Is she single?
You're not.
No, I'm not. Not, but, you know, I might know somebody who is, or, you know, I just wondered if she was available at all, you know. I just like to know the answer to these questions, just in case I do meet her.
Do you know, I don't know. Mm. I mean, it's probably something she wants to keep
quiet. Yeah, it's probably keep
quiet,
secret, right?
You know,
keep
like,
it quiet.
Yeah.
Keep it on the down low.
On the down low.
But The Crown, folks, I'd love to know what you think about it, if you're watching it, and whether it gets better, and whether you're enjoying it or not, or what you think of it. So feel free to message us on Making the Cut. But I am going to recommend it this week, because I'm going to keep with it, watch it to the end, and then give a kind of fair result of it. But I've loved The Crown up until now. I think it's well worth sticking with.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I have now got another very useful home gadget. Mm-hmm. This is a Christmas gift, and this is a really, really useful one mm-hmm. for anyone that has pets, especially pets yeah. that molt a lot.
It's good, this
but
one.
In particular, because uh-huh. I've got cats, because cat hair, so you could hoover a sofa and you would pick up cat hair, mm-hmm. but then if you went over it with this mm-hmm. Ace to Ace pet hair remover roller, if you went over it with that, you will find that it picks up another ton of fur, and you think, oh my God, did the Hoover pick up anything? Yes. I can't believe how much has come out. So it's very easy to clean. It picks up pet fur from carpet, furniture, rugs, stairs, bedding, sofa, anywhere. And it's £13.99. And it is one of those presents. We've got to get one for Cheryl.
Okay. Anyone who's got a cat anyone, should have one, right?
Anyone who has a cat needs one. It's an absolute no-brainer. No, I'm adding it to basket now.
Okay. It's a very, very good idea. Yeah. Okay, so is that? Are you done?
I mean, that's it.
That's it.
It's a very simple one, but it is a miracle tool.
Yes, well, I saw somebody use it, and they did a seat of a chair with it, and it was like they'd picked up a whole
new
Fran? Cat. Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I was like, Jesus, where yeah, is it's all amazing. That come from, you know? Now, I subscribe to a few different entertainment-y, website-y type things. So
yeah.
One of them is the Prince Charles Cinema in London by Leicester Square Theatre. Now, I love this cinema, largely because it puts on old films. So you can go and watch, like, they had First Blood on there recently, which is yeah. one of my all-time favourite
yes.
films. It was made in 1981. It was Sylvester Stallone who helped write it and produce it and make it. I know the script inside and out. As a kid, I watched that film every day when I came home from school. I came home from school, I got two bags of crisps out of the box in the dining room. I sat down, I ate them, and I watched the first half of First Blood. My mum came home, made me tea. I never did my homework, obviously. That's why I'm a hairdresser. And then I watched the other half of that before I went out with my mates. And I loved it. And I could write you the entire script of First Blood.
Oh, could you?
It's such a good film. By the way, if you haven't seen it for a long time, I'd highly recommend you watch it because it has not aged or dated in any way, shape or form. The stunts in it are breathtaking, largely done by Sylvester Stallone as well. I think he broke a collarbone and two of his ribs when he falls out of this tree. And when you hear him hit the last branch, that's him breaking three ribs or something like that. And he looks in absolute agony. But the stunts in it and all the stuff you see is brilliant. But there's another film that came out after that called The Son of Rambo, which is about
a young guy
whose first film that he ever saw when he was 12 was Rambo's First Blood. Anyway, it's just an idea. But the Prince Charles Theatre is great. If you're coming to London for a weekend and you're looking for somewhere to go or something to do and you haven't got anything planned, just have a look what's on, because they play reruns of old films, but in fully remastered, redigitized, brilliant quadraphonic soundtrack. It's brilliant.
And they play things. Can we go?
Absolutely, yeah. We just literally have a look and see what's on, but they'll have Jaws on there, or, you know, I don't know, The Shining and stuff like that. Yeah, there'll be some great Christmas films on. But what they did is they said that they had this thing called a solve-along on throughout December. And I was like, I've heard of a sing-along, but not a solve-along.
No.
A solve-along is a murder mystery movie where you have to solve the murder mystery movie. Now, it's based around Murder, She Wrote. So I don't know if you're a fan of Murder, She Wrote or not.
What do you mean?
But
don't know if I'm a fan.
Yeah, okay.
Are you joking me?
Yeah, well, I don't know whether you've watched Murder, She Wrote.
Are you joking me?
Yeah, I'm not joking you. I have no idea.
Angela Lansbury was basically who I... Rest in peace.
And
was basically who I wanted to be my mother.
And does she play Jessica Fletcher then in Murder, She Wrote? Is that how it
works?
What,
are you telling me you haven't seen it?
I have, but only on and off. I haven't been a big...
Oh, my God, I was obsessed. She was so mumsy, and she had a cardigan and an A-line skirt and some sensible shoes. I loved her so much.
Well, basically, if you go to the Prince Charles Theatre on one of these select dates, I mean, they're sold out throughout December completely, but they
so
start again
no
in February. There's no tickets left available at the
when
moment.
Are they starting again?
I'm just having a look. I've got the dates
here.
Can
we go?
So, yeah, absolutely. I'd love for you to go. So there's one in Brighton that's completely sold out, and then they start again on the 19th of January at the Vauxhall Tavern. The Prince Charles Theatre is the 26th of January. Weave a Tangled Web it is. Let's try and go on the Thursday, the 26th of January. But basically, you sit in the audience. Yeah. It's completely packed out, so there's loads of people there.
Yeah.
You watch a Murder, She Wrote episode, mm-hmm. and at each, what would you say, at the end of each scene, there's a stop, and then the chap comes on who hosts these, who seems like quite a charismatic character, who seems to get dressed up in all sorts of outfits and things like that. And then he gives you various clues about who it could be, murder weapons, where it might have taken place and all the rest of it. And then you've got to kind of in a group, I guess, or as the group of the cinema, shout out who you might
Can
think
I
it
just
is and
say,
stuff like that. Yeah,
this
yeah.
is entertainment.
Yes.
At its very
best.
Greatest.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And it gives you an idea. They're playing ancient episodes of a TV programme from the 80s, and it's sold out.
Yeah.
The whole of December.
Yeah, this
That's
is complete ingenuity.
Freaking unbelievable.
It's so good, isn't it? And it's one guy, he's an Australian guy, so we started this in Australia, I believe, and he's brought it over here.
I mean...
But, you know, look at the size of the crowd.
This is so good. Yeah. Oh, my God, I love him so much.
Yeah, he's dressed
oh, my God.
As Jessica Fletcher there.
No.
But it looks really good, doesn't
this is
it?
The, yeah. This is the best thing I've ever... That's not Matthew Kelly, is it?
No, it's not.
God, it looked like Matthew Kelly.
So have a little look on the website. The website is called Solve Along Murders.
Is it nationwide?
It does seem to be nationwide. So there's some in Brighton there. Where's that? Manchester, Brighton.
Oh, great.
Dunstable, Rotherham, London
oh, wow.
again, Surbiton, Bishop Auckland, obviously there, Coventry, Nottingham. Isn't that funny? Bishop Auckland and then Coventry.
That's so
Bristol.
Great
so
that he goes
look,
all over the
yeah,
country.
Yeah, it looks really good, doesn't it? And then the critics there, it has the best host. You'll be swept away with Jessica Fletcher feels at this themed night, which tasks you with solving the classic episode of the show. Quizzes, games, sing-alongs and party poppers are all thrown in at the action. Raucous and silly and wonderfully weird as its namesake. That's the Time Out review of it. So it looks really good, doesn't it?
This
I think it'd be really good fun to
I
go.
This is something I want us all to do
and
together really
I
badly.
Love a whodunit. You've watched a whodunit recently.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I watched the new Knives Out.
Yeah.
Is it See?
We All Hunt
how
Together. See How They Run.
They Run.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remembered.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, wow. And I was right.
Yeah.
I doubted myself. So can I just quickly say about See How They Run? It only scored a 6.5 on IMDb. Mm-hmm. But it's 1 hour, 38 mm-hmm. minutes. Chester and I watched it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kind of pernickety picking at mm-hmm. this film. Somebody was saying, oh, there's too much split screen. I really enjoyed the split screen.
Okay.
The acting in it is absolutely phenomenal. And I've got to say that Saoirse Ronan mm-hmm. is really, really, really funny in it. She plays opposite Sam mm-hmm. Rockwell.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays a drunkard old detective. Mm-hmm. And she's a woman who wants to get ahead. And Simple Simon, Tim Key.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Who Alan Partridge's
yeah,
sidekick.
Of course, Psychic Simon, yes.
Psychic
so
Simon,
good,
sorry,
yeah.
I keep calling him Simple Simon. Plays the commissioner mm-hmm. of the police force. And he's trying to further women in the police force.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's really ambitious and everything, but he's just an old drunken. So you've got that kind of side story going mm-hmm. on. And then it's a classic theatre whodunit, all based around the play The Mousetrap.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a rip-roaring fun
mm-hmm.
movie.
Oh,
it was
great.
1 hour 38. It just flew by. I really enjoyed
and
it.
And it's just entertainment, essentially,
pure
isn't it?
Entertainment.
Yeah, okay.
The costumes are great.
Yeah.
And Saoirse Ronan really, really, really makes me laugh. So I absolutely loved it. The costumes are brilliant. The music's a bit edgy.
Yeah.
It's slightly kind of different to your usual mm-hmm. boring...
Yeah, yeah.
tale, and I didn't know who did it till the end. But I mean, you probably would have guessed it earlier. But that's why I really enjoyed it. So. I watched it with Chester, and we loved it.
I watched. I finished Bad Sisters, and that was quite tricky. Oh. They did a very good job of leaving you on the edge of the seat.
It was very difficult
to work out who it was. There are some kind of obvious plot points, but they're designed to throw you off, and they very successfully do that. I loved Bad Sisters. One of the things I did love about it is the final episode really made me cry.
Oh, yes.
And it had largely made me laugh and keep me entertained all the way through.
Yes.
And it made it very light-hearted and easy to watch and all the rest of it. But I did thoroughly enjoy the real kick in the bollocks at the end when I felt really quite hurt by it, and I felt very sad and very, very moved by it. Mm. And for me, the best dramas do that. They make you laugh, and then they really make you sob, and then they make you laugh again.
I did think Sharon Horgan was amazing in it as well.
Everybody was amazing in it, I thought. It was well done to the writers and whoever created the story and the actors in it. I thought it was a knockout.
It was quite funny because we pushed against watching it for a bit.
Yeah, we did.
It's funny when so many people tell you to watch something, I'm slightly like, oh, I don't want to watch it because it, you know, might not be as good as I think it's going to be.
Mm.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, it was really good. Mm. The giveaway has started on Making the Cook
Podcast. Oh, yes, I've been advertising it on my Insta.
Yeah, good. So it's the Drowsy Candle this week. Day one of it is the Drowsy
Candle. Actually, it's one day, it's a different thing every week, every day.
Oh, okay. So
this Drowsy Candle was yesterday.
I love the Drowsy Candle.
It's so good, isn't it?
I've waffled on about it a lot. It's 2 weeks, but the smell of it is knockout.
And also, it does help. You've got the spray, you've got everything.
Yes,
we just douse everything. You're literally like covered in drowsy everything.
So today's is the Witch magazine.
Today's giveaway is unbelievable. It's worth a lot of money.
Yeah. There's five of them we're giving away as well this week.
We've just got to remember that the Witch magazine giveaway, it's a not-for-profit organisation.
Yeah, yeah.
That will save you. This giveaway, which will cost you nothing, will save you hundreds and hundreds of pounds because they will tell you deals and they will tell you things that are worth buying, things to avoid, so you don't have to end up buying a product five or six times. It's just, you can't live without Witch.
It is really good. Let's do some shout-outs.
Yes.
And this one is from Paula Purser. Ronnie the Cockapoo is the account name. I think this is one of our winners who came to the MD London studio where we made the podcast with them. They had a dog, I think, called Ronnie the Cockapoo, I think. So, Paula, it says, hi, Davina and Michael. I'm holed up in bed fighting a virus and I've been watched Wednesday on Netflix.
Oh,
have we heard about Wednesday?
So, yes. So this is the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones is the mother of Wednesday. And they say, oh, Wednesday, that's an unusual great name. Yeah. And it's Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is
full of grace.
Wednesday's child is full of woe.
Oh, okay.
Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Okay. And Saturday's child is...
So Wednesday's is full of woe.
Yes. So it's like she sat there and she's been expelled from 1,000 schools and she's an absolute nightmare child. And apparently, don't look at me like that.
Yeah.
I was teacher's pet.
Yeah, I know. You were not teacher's pet. Don't give me that.
Until I was 12.
Yeah, okay, yes. And you were the teacher's enemy. It says here, loving this new miniseries and how the superb Jenna Ortega, Wednesday, the girl playing Wednesday, and especially her iconic dance scene. Obviously, I haven't seen this, but it sounds great. The only issue I have is the casting of Gomez Adams as Luis Guzman. Only because I absolutely loved Raul Julia.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it yet, you would highly recommend it. Give it a try. Be interesting to see what you think. Love to you both, Paula.
I have thought about that. I might have a look at that. Mm-hmm. I might delve in that.
Okay, yes.
I think Chester might like it.
That sounds great. Marion Manning has written quite a big one here, but I read it earlier and I'd quite like to read it out. So, Marion, who's been a listener from the very beginning.
Yes, I remember Marion,
At the moment, I'm playing catch-up on Making the Cut. I tend to listen to it at the gym. I often have a little snigger and a chuckle to myself, but last night was a laugh-out-loud moment when Michael suggested the dry ride at the menopause park. Do you remember we did, like, the log flume? You could have a menopause theme park and be somewhere where you got really dry. That's a good joke, that. Yeah, I mean, I could turn that into a routine. Well done, Davina, on all your work you've done on the book to improve all the diagnoses and bringing all the issues surrounding menopause into the media. and no more shushing it away. I'm a woman in her 70s now with osteoporosis, and it was rubbish back in my day, as you know. I have three grown-up daughters now going through the menopause and perimenopause, and I've got young granddaughters, so I'm grateful that we are able to share and discuss this topic. I'm always sending them links and suggestions and your Menopause Monday slots. Wish we had someone like you back in the day. Last but not least, the Bounty. Did Michael ever try Bounty ice creams? Yes, I did.
Have you?
Jesus.
And?
I love.
I know, weird.
Coconut ice cream.
Sorry. Have we talked
slightly
about,
lost my mind.
Have we talked about Little Moons?
We've talked about Little Moons a lot.
And
yeah.
You love the coconut Little
coconut
Moons.
Coconut Little Moon is brilliant.
I mean, basically coconut anything you'll do. You're very like Chester. Chester loves coconut anything.
Marion, get back to the gym if you keep eating them Bounty ice creams. That's all I can say. But thanks so much for that that message. It was really, really nice to read. Kirsty, another long one, but I feel like we should read it out. Kirsty Coupland says, "Hi guys, totally love your podcast and really look forward to our weekly catch-ups. I might be a little late about you with this one, but I really want to recommend the Royal Mail's collection service." This is a really good recommendation. I read this one earlier. Have you used the Royal Mail collection service? It's been a total game changer for me. Due to my working hours, I find it difficult to get to post office and send parcels. But with Royal Mail's service, I don't need to worry. I simply buy my postage online, choose when I would like it to be collected. They even bring the postage label, so I don't even faff around with the printer. If you're not
what
going to be in...
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can designate a safe place for them to pick it up
from.
What
the fuck?
Too. Yeah, I think the service is normally costs around 60p, but it's totally free until the end of the year, so ideal for sending Christmas gifts. Just look up Royal Mail's website and all the info is there.
Wait,
keep up the great work.
Go back.
Yeah.
Say that all again at the beginning. Not, we're not re-recording it. I just want you to say it again.
Okay.
So the Royal Mail's...
It's the Royal Mail service, and it's the Royal Mail's collection service.
Collection service.
I have used this before sending something, but I only used it once and then kind of forgot about it. So if you go online, you can pay online and everything, and then they have the label and essentially print it for you and come with it, stick the label on it, and then take the whole thing away.
Can I just say, this is the kind of recommendation
that great,
I absolutely love. That is a life hack to end all life hacks.
It's brilliant.
The collection service.
Mm. Thanks so much for that. It's a really,
really
good
one. Oh, my God. That is really good.
Louise Roundtree has said, "I'd like to echo the recommendation you got for someone from the podcast to watch Slumberland." Somebody did recommend that a while back, yeah. If you haven't had the chance to check it out, it's got Chris O'Dowd, who we obviously love, and Jason Momoa in, and is a beautiful, fantastical story about a young girl's dream of adventure. Great for a rainy Sunday afternoon with the family.
Great.
That's really
good. Sounds
That's
great.
Brilliant, Louise.
Thank you.
Fantastic. And then Nikki Phillips says, recommendation for
Nikki Phillips?
Yeah.
Not our Nikki Phillips.
No, another Nikki Phillips. And this is a hat shop, a hat maker in Ibiza, I think. And it's called Calvo_hats. Mar Calvo, the hat maker, mum and hat maker, one of a kind, handcrafted custom hats. It says, not perfect, born and crafted in Ibiza, DM me for information. These look really nice. Look at these. These things.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah,
what
brilliant.
A
so
nice,
this is Calvo.
What a seriously nice.
Underscore hats, yeah.
Sight.
Christmas
as well.
Present, that. Yeah.
Can I just say.
And follow Calvo hats.
She's an extremely attractive hat maker.
Yeah. And then Kerry has got a place called the Vintage Kitchen. And she has made a bar in her house. Wanted to share it with us. After seeing your bar, had to send you mine. It was a lockdown project using an unused dining room, which quite frankly was a corridor into the living room. Now it's a bar with wine fridges and a beer pump, and we have black velvet bar stools and a comfy sofa.
Shut up.
And a separate gin cabinet. Use the room all the time now, and it's a great place to entertain before dinner.
I want to see.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow, that's so good.
Yeah. A little fluorescent light there, a little bit of greenery, nice.
What did she do it?
Yeah, it says that. Yeah, a little lockdown project. The bar's open, it says.
The Vintage.
So she's got
a
page called
Vintage_Kitchen.
Yeah.
Obviously, she would probably enjoy shabby IE.
Yeah. She's got a nice dog there. Look at the dog. Oh, it's lovely. Oh, is that a joint of pork she's cooking? I love pork meat. It's my favourite. Yeah, it looks great, that, Kerry. Your bar there looks fantastic. Wonderful,
wow,
folks.
So brilliant. What I'm really enjoying is that our listeners are interacting with us. This is what I love about our followers.
That's what I love about Instagram, really, because you can have a kind of dialogue with the people, you listen to. For years, TV's trying to work out how to become interactive with its audience, and you can just do that here.
Very easily.
We're very grateful for the people who watch and listen and follow on Instagram, because it makes the podcast so much more enjoyable to get feedback and everything, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You a bit tired? No, you all right? Oh, okay. Okay. Nice to speak to everybody. See you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.